The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It's 5:45. It is the Morning Sickness. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan. There's the chair. And there's Big Dick Toledo. And
why
in the chair
you
right now.
Address Brady like you did off the air.
Hi, Brady. Because I don't know how to say hi to Brady when he's not in the room. So I come up with like new, hi, Brady, because I have to make sure he's there. I don't know when you're there or not. Brady, you're there. So, and then he goes, hi, and I'm like, we're good. Hi, buddy. Hi, Brady.
Hi, Johnny.
Who used to do that? We used to have somebody that did
Aaron.
That. Who?
Aaron.
Who's Aaron?
Stepson.
Oh, that's right. Hi, Brady. Stepson. That's right, down the hall. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Hi, John. Hi, Brady.
Hi, Brady. That's right. I forgot about that. It's 5:45. It's hot. It's 94 degrees already. And we have, I have to say, this train thing has had my attention the whole time since yesterday, since the collapse of the bridge. And our own overnight girl, Brett Vesley, you missed this thing by a minute.
At least, yeah, if not less. I mean, it was ridiculous. I got home and I'm like, what the hell?
Because right after you left, and you leave right around 6, I would say.
Yeah.
It happened seconds afterwards. That train was en route. And I got a text automatically afterwards. But you didn't see a thing?
No.
Do you realize how close? Everybody, the overstating of this situation, I don't know if you guys watched the news yesterday, was absurd. I blame social media, but there's no way that anybody can just witness something without thinking to themselves, well, I was almost dead. This is how the news opened yesterday, which had me, I was in tears. This is the way Channel 3 started their news last night, with a lady on a bike near the bridge.
It just looked like the most miserable thing you could ever possibly imagine. A vision of eternal flames of hell.
That's right. It was the eternal flames of hell.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right, Brady.
Spectacular.
The train crash that hurt no one. It was the eternal flames of hell. She later went on to say that she rides her bike there all the time, and she was probably a minute, maybe a minute and a half away from being underneath that train. And I'm like, all right, lady, you've lost your mind. So then they interviewed two other people that said, we were walking and heard the buckle and it didn't sound right, so we stopped. If we'd have kept walking, we'd have been under that train. Not a soul says, here's what I saw. Not a soul has witnessed the event. Everybody says, I was so close to dying, everybody should know me. It was the weirdest, like, celebration of self. So, Brett, I'm telling you, you were the closest one to dying in our studio. Do you realize that driving down the how close you were?
I thanked God I got home and looked at the news. Brett, I was on my knees.
Looking up. Tell us. Tell us as you drove by and then found out that minutes later after what you had to. I mean, yeah, the tears had to be amazing because as we heard,
it just looked like the most miserable thing you could ever possibly imagine. A vision of eternal flames of hell.
That's right. The eternal flames of hell, which were being put out shortly, like an hour later.
How did the religios come into this?
I start thinking when I was watching that lady that it started to get a little bit like, oh, you're interviewing a bit of a crackpot here because she started going on and on about herself.
And that's why she's on
the news. I know. And that's what I was like, all right, John, now you know why, because she's fun. But Brett, I'm so glad you're still alive.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
That was... I thought about you the whole time. I called people. I said, I have a friend in the area. I don't know if he's gone straight home. I don't know what to think. I have someone in there. And also, I know people who've been to Tempe before. And I don't know how close they were to being in the mix of this thing. But yeah, overstating it. The other interviews they had, it was just people who were saying, how close were you to dying? Rather than just saying, wow, yeah, I witnessed the whole thing. I would have rather heard somebody say, so we're walking along. I hear this weird buckle. We stop. And then what happened to your phone? Everybody films everything. Where's the? I hear that buckle and a train goes by. I'm like, that wasn't enough to make me stop. I'm going to start filming just because it didn't. Not that the train's going to fall off the thing like it did, but.
Well, they were showing helicopter shots and there were people pulling over on the freeway.
Oh, yeah.
And jumping out of their cars with their cameras. Yeah. It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I didn't understand any of it. But
well, Brett, I'll look at it the other side. If you just would have stayed a minute longer, you could have been in contact with us and we could have been the first one scooping the whole thing.
Damn it. That's true.
And I was doing 85 on the freeway with the radio cranked up, and I heard this buckling in the background.
Did you hear
I didn't know
it?
What the hell it was.
Did you turn the radio down?
Yeah, and if I would have been like 2 seconds earlier, I might have been in the eternal flames of death over there,
too. Let's go to the lady nearby and see. Oh. Worse than 9/11 or the Holocaust. That's right. That train crash that hurt no one. Worst thing you could possibly imagine. Sorry, Jews. That's second place now. I mean, the overstatement of things is insane. Yes, it was a weird event, but was it the worst thing you could ever possibly imagine? She and I have different imaginations.
Absolutely.
Because I can think of like 100 things, 10 times. That could have been a people train. You imagine that?
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Or I don't even know if people trains run around here anymore. I don't think they do. My grandparents were the last two that used to ride the train, and I used to pick them up down. It was awful.
So those 20 light rail riders that you guys so flippantly just cast aside yesterday,
yeah.
They had to board a bus, go across the bridge over where the Marquee Theater is, and then get back on the light rail.
They drove through the eternal flames of hell.
I don't know if they drove through them.
Because Cafe Boa had takeout. You had to get to Cafe Boa through the eternal flames of hell.
Was it the Bengals that had that song?
Eternal Flame, yeah.
The Eternal Flame. My God, Brady.
I thought he said Bengals.
All right, now it's the Jews, the Eternal Flames of Hell train crash, and Brady's Bengals reference. The three worst things you could ever imagine.
I think I'm putting the Bengals up there ahead of the train crash.
That's number one. I'm with you.
Remembering the Bengals, for God's sake.
And this lady had her little face mask on and her helmet. She was taking all the precautions for her bike ride and just realized that this is the worst thing her imagination could embrace. And I was just giggling. And it made me giggle at a horrible train crash, which
Look at what you missed, Brett.
That's you, Brett. I mean, so close. I'm surprised your legs are under you now.
They were buckling all day yesterday.
It's
amazing I made it here.
One time in my life did I have a story where that's real. Like Brady's Costa Concordia is 1 year later. He was on the boat that sank a year earlier, and we give him grief about that because it was like nothing really.
But I just knew it was going to happen.
No, you didn't. Nothing really happened on the boat. Nothing at all. So I had back before Al-Qaeda blew up everything, you could go to the airport for like goofing around watching planes, like Wayne and Garth.
Yeah.
You could watch the planes land and stuff. And I remember there was this girl I liked, and her name was Heath. And I thought that was cool, too.
Heath?
Well, it was Heather, but she went by Heath. She might have been a lesbian. I don't know. She liked me. Supposedly liked me.
She plays in WNBA now?
It's pacing that direction.
Yeah, it was starting to...
Pre-transition?
I may have been her last... Like, I'll try this last one, but after this, I'm going straight to... I'm not...
John, I dig you.
I bet you got a little one. Anyway, she just wanted to rub donuts. She thought I was a lesbian, too. At the time... With my hair, there's a good chance she might have been.
Your dad thought so.
Thinking that my dad thought it was just a gay guy. She might have thought, no, this guy with the waterfall, I look like Theo Vaughn, only without any weight on my body. Anyway, we go to the airport and we're hanging out and we park in the parking garage and we go in and we have food and stuff because you could eat at the airport at the time you're allowed in it. And then we left. And as we're going back to the thing, I am joking. She leans over the edge of the parking garage, 4 or 5 floors up. And for some reason, I remembered as we pulled in a big grass berm underneath the thing. So I grabbed her ankles and I hung her out the parking garage. And she screamed and then like went limp in my arms. And I pulled her back in, laughing. Ha, 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 ha. I looked over and it was a full 5-floor drop. The berm was on the other side. We'd gone up that circular thing to go
you
up
lost
there.
Your way.
And this was before they added on all the extra airport. And I didn't know which side we were on. There was a grassy thing. Would have dropped her. Still would have been a very irresponsible 2-story drop. But this was a full 5 to the street. And she kind of passed out a little. And I yank her back. And she got dead weight. I'm like, I'm not that strong. She was tiny, thank God. And I remember her telling everybody, he tried to kill me. He nearly killed me. And at that point, I'm like, that's not overstating it. Most people say that kind of stuff and don't mean it. I almost killed that woman. And everyone, and talking about it, my body chills. Every time I thought about it for days, my body chills. So you, Brett, now can feel that because in 2020, all you have to do is have been within a mile or so of it, within an hour of it happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you, my friend, were part of the eternal flames of hell. And then what good, Brett, what good at all would all these girls emailing me to say, Brett Vesely needs to be on the morning show, dude?
Yeah.
You said something.
Swear to God I didn't. No, I didn't.
Lies. They were all chicks.
I did not.
Every one of them was a girl.
I don't know. You know those crackies that listen to me in the middle of the night.
Don't call them crackies. They're on your side.
What?
You need support right now.
Oh, come on. You've seen the listeners, the ghouls in the middle of the night. Come on.
It's true. Brett fears your third shifters are a scary lot.
Here, hold on. I'll be
I'm one of them.
I know. And they all look like Snoke at a certain point. But yeah, so I started getting all these emails yesterday from people going, you know, I'd listen if Brett was on in the morning. I think that would be great. You should. I'm like, well, look, the, you know, we're not. It's not some plug and play situation. We'll see what happens. But there were a lot of them chiming in, and I thought Brett put out a little campaign.
I actually did. I wish I would have thought of that. It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it really is.
Well, I think I'm going to do it tomorrow.
After a hard night of dancing, I just love listening to Brett.
Yeah, and none of these people are awake for the show. They're just, you know. They're usually coming down off something.
Yeah, there's some tweakers working at Circle K and stuff that are up. Come on.
The overnight people. With the utmost respect from the overnight girl.
Absolutely.
Well, Brett, I'm one of them. I worried about you yesterday because I knew.
Thank you. Let's see here. Katie DeGrand, Autumn Todd.
How many? Autumn got
Miranda,
me, too.
Yeah. Candace Cowan.
Yeah. All these chicks. And not come a guy, on, not right, a single huh? dude, not yeah. a single dude emailed in. So, and
I'm bringing the chick numbers to the show.
Tripp was in the room, and I said, Brett must have said something to somebody or put out on social media that said, hey, email the guys and say, we'd love to have Brett. And it was a bunch of girls, and I said, I don't know what he's thinking. This is a good move, but at the same time, and Tripp goes, let's not dismiss this too quickly, because there's so many chicks involved.
Miranda's subject line is Brett, Brett, Brett.
Yeah, she loves
you. Would love for Brett to get the morning show spot. It would make me listen to KUPD more if he was on in the morning.
Look at that.
It's a clever
Tripp
ploy
is
of,
listening right
it's
now.
A clever ploy of family and friends, Brett. I don't know how you
No, it's not.
I have a feeling that's Dick Middaw.
Your cousin yep. knocked it yep. out of the park, yep. Brett.
That's Man Goop.
No, there's no Man Goop.
Autumn is Ted Huffman.
All right, then
Coronado. Hold on.
Hey. Read Autumn's email as Ted.
All right there. Hey, guys. Good morning. Been a fan for many years and would love to hear Brett Vesely in the morning show. We'll be badass, Autumn.
Badass.
Badass.
See, that is a third shifter right there.
You fire him over there to Portillo's and get us all some wet beef. Bring us home a wet beef there. I'm from Chicago by way of San Diego. Never spent a minute in Chicago.
Katie, my vote is for Brett Vesely. Didn't know there was a vote.
Yeah,
I didn't either.
To be heard on the morning show. I'm a huge fan and would love to hear him on the air in the AM.
Look at that.
That's good. Good on you. Well, you know what, Brett?
I'm bringing the broads to the show.
You bring chicks to the party, and you are the guy that we're... It's like having alcohol and girls. Like, Brett brings it. So, but, I mean, we were so close to losing you yesterday because as we... Listen to the severity of all this. I will not stop playing this lady.
It just looked like the most miserable thing you could ever possibly imagine. A vision of eternal flames of hell.
Yeah, that's right.
With the sun poking through, I mean, come on.
She nailed it.
That's pretty apocalyptic, John.
Brady, is that what you think of in the eternal flames of hell, a lumber train on fire? Probably a lot of moving stuff, like anvils and things are moving back and forth. But is there fire in hell?
Yeah, they say a lake of fire.
No, but can you have oh my God, we've got a fire? Or is, like, if the trains in hell go by and one catches fire?
Yeah,
it's just part of it.
It's just Tuesday.
There's nothing but trains.
Right.
On fire.
I can imagine that's how they have to load the people to go move the anvils to do all the work. I mean, it can't
whatever's moving any kind of transportation is on fire.
Yeah.
In hell.
Isn't that crazy? So then you're on fire. Oh,
light rails.
It's eternal, evidently.
The light rail is hell.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Let's just call it the way it is.
Try to top that.
That's a fact. But somehow or another, Brett still swings the bitches on the light rail. We can't figure it out. The man is a magnet. So congratulations on a living, and second on having all these people chime in and say, I'd love to have Brett. And all of them being girls with stripper names. Autumn, Dakota.
Oh, my God.
Don't look at me. There's no strip clubs open right now. I couldn't do that.
Okay. Can we, like, so these are tweets from the Tempe police.
Yeah.
This is a picture of the fire as it's going on with the lumber trucks in the back. The first comment. So this keeps Tempe police from shooting people in the back like Antonio Arce and letting officers.
Come on. Really?
I mean.
Come on. Yeah, well, A, yes, it does.
It does.
And B.
You're not wrong. Look,
it keeps. But they already shot the guy you mentioned.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're still bringing this up. Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on with that. How can you still be that? Like, now's the time where you feel the safest is when there's a tragedy like that. Didn't you hear it was the eternal flames of hellfire?
That brings out the truth.
Yeah, people just don't know how to handle themselves anymore with that kind of stuff. You can't just witness something. It's all about you. And, Brett, I feel horrible. I mean.
Thank you. Thanks.
And now a man has chimed in. Scott has texted and said, I'm not a girl. And I've met Brett. I'm for Team Brett. You have a team now.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, you've started a movement.
Hashtag Team Brett.
You have started a movement.
You've just
like Jim Jones
Shannon.
Over here.
And then some crazy person just said, come on, Holmberg, grow a pair. Put Talbin in that weird-ass chair.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
What?
Man.
Talk about the eternal flames of hell.
No. We'd have to do it for an hour at a time.
Oh, we'd have to. Oh, hour? Well, you're a brave soul.
That's a, you could make it an hour, yeah. Huh? Okay.
Well, with music and spot breaks.
I ever tell you all about right, the time I was in Baltimore with, anyway.
Baltimore?
What? What are you doing? So I see this chick, and I slick my hair back, and I'm like, not used to the rain. And she says, what? Oh, yeah. Is that a story, Talbin, or are you living this right now? Is this happening? Are you just, you're just play-by-playing whatever you see in your head? He'd be an interesting one. Anyway, Brett, it's good that you're alive.
Thank you.
I'm thrilled to have you with us, and Team Brett is a thing now. I didn't know.
I'm going to hashtag that now.
But I'm so afraid for so many people who almost got hurt. And not one person said, oh, luckily we weren't, no one, luckily no one was hurt. It was all about, my God, do you realize how close I was to dying? That was, it's my story. This train story became their story. And it's so strange. Like you have to people who were under the thing and said, I had to run when I heard the buckle. I almost was under. That's real. Just because you take walks there regularly doesn't mean that you almost died.
Here's the other thing, John, that came out of this whole deal is there's so many people down there. New best friends were made.
Oh, that's
people
true.
Never
through tragedy.
Met each other before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, as that lady stated, it's the worst thing you could imagine. So all those families in 9/11 can relate to these people who normally jog around that lake, that manufactured lake, and this happened when no one was hurt. But boy,
did I miss
so
a vigil
close.
Last night?
There was a big vigil for the almost Man. Dead. We almost lost thousands. Almost. And that one lady, the eternal flames of hell. I giggled. And then I'm like, well, because they played it on the 4 o'clock news, and the TV was just on, and they opened the 5 o'clock news with that lunatic. Who, by the way, continued riding her bike after the news interviewed her. She had to ride home.
She must have been devastated.
Right, that's right. Proof you're fine.
She avoided trains. Well, no, she
didn't
avoided
even get a
trains.
Flat. Yeah, oh, no, yeah, trains
she
are going to scare her.
Avoided all the
her.
Train
yeah.
tracks.
Yes, trains are going to scare her. And loud sounds, I'll give you that for a little bit. Loud sounds are going to scare you.
They're going to build the tracks around the, they're not going to repair where the accident happened. That's going to be a memorial.
We've got to get a memorial there. I'm sure of it.
For the lumber truck?
Yeah, we lost a lot of lumber.
Sponsored by Lumber 84.
I'm hoping to get some discounted lumber. I'm not going to lie, but I don't know if
lumber.
We need a memorial.
Well, that new Shishibu or whatever, that burn your lumber and then put it up thing, I forget
oh,
what it's
right.
called. It's a,
yeah,
it's a
the
form
Japanese
of the Japanese burning of
yeah,
the wood.
Yeah, it does preserve the wood
preserves
very well.
Preserves the wood longer. It makes it almost waterproof.
It's better than staining.
It looks amazing. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a fad. It'll be a very 2018 to 2023 fad, but... I know a
great
couple people.
Great time to do it right now.
Oh, you get that wood is already torched for you. Shishuban, what's that called? Eternal Flames of Hell wood? I forgot. I just, that lady's imagine. I can't imagine what her other cat lady friends' phones were hearing yesterday as she called and said, you guys, I'm just lucky to be alive. I'll meet you at Cafe Boa with two incredibly well-inflated tires that I rode from the tragedy. Over, and we'll have coffees at Cafe Boa and we'll talk about how. What a harrowing life experience I just had.
For a lion's steak.
Yeah. I blame social media for that. It used to be, oh, well, I just saw it happen. And now it's like, how does this affect? What about me? How was I almost involved? Well, Brett, your car looks good. There's a lot of ash on it.
Well, but, yeah, it was. I barely made it home anyway, yesterday. I was a complete mess.
Team Brett, everyone. Team
yes.
Brett. Let's get a wake-up song in honor of Brett's survival.
Hashtag Team Brett.
Richard. Walk him back to the couch. He doesn't have his walker or his walking sticks right now from the spinal injuries of the eternal flames of hell.
He's a true American.
That's right. Brady, you said that like you're drunk.
He's a true American.
You all right?
Yeah,
you're
I am,
slurring man. A little bit. Are we stroking?
No.
You're
no,
just tired? A little sleepy?
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
you slurred that. I was worried. I don't like not seeing you.
Well,
that's the only way I know
when I do that. That's kind of a... When you go, he's American.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was a voice or it was you. I was worried. See, if I can't see you, when I see you, I know you're not having a stroke. When I can't, I get worried. I don't know if it's a character. We're always on edge.
I understand.
Do you know how close? You know how close? That's pretty good.
Wow.
That's almost too accurate. Somebody go look in on him. Do you have the Oculus? Is that why?
Today.
Oh,
today.
Oh, the kid's toy masturbatorium is coming today.
The eternal flames of helmet.
Eternal white flames. It's 585-9800. That is the phone number, and we will get a wake-up song if you give it to us, and we'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Yeah, I want it.
You really, really, really want it?
Yes, I really want it.